it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
Can I just say that, and I know I'm not alone in here, and yes, everybody's dancing to some Genesis 1991. Jesus, He Knows Me. That was a great record, by the way. Can I just say thank God it's Friday after the week that we've had? And I don't mean we as the four of us. I mean we as a country. Thank God today is Friday. We'll get into the stuff about Charlie Kirk and everything. And then we're going to lighten the load. We are going to lighten the load. And then we are going to get into Festivus Friday.
Yep.
We will allow one grievance about the Charlie Kirk situation, maybe.
I was going to say.
And then we're moving on. Everything else has to be about how much you hate roundabouts and zipper merges and self-checkout. You know, we're going to try to get back to normal life and forget the awful news of this week. Okay, I'm off my soapbox.
It's good to be back.
Hi, welcome, Dana.
We missed you.
How did you do in your tournament?
I actually felt so bad. Honestly,
you like to give Scott a lot of grief because it seems like every time Scott takes a day off, there's some sort of breaking news. Like, I don't know, the FIFA announcement.
He's 10 for 10.
Well, you're now
and
2
you're
for
not.
2.
And now I'm 1.
No.
And now I'm 1
no.
for 10.
No. What was the last one? Last time she went on quick break, something else happened.
I will say this just about my 2 days. I was outside with friends, my phone was off, surrounded by the most beautiful wildlife in town. The deer frolicked. I posted a video. There are triplets that were just born. And there are three little baby.
Did they gallop?
And they gallop. Well, they hop like gazelles around their mother.
Fawns.
And then, yep, the fawns. And then right out of the woods comes another mama. And it was just so peaceful for 2 days. And it's nice sometimes to turn your phone off.
Did they romp?
They were romping, Scott.
Did they caper?
Oh my gosh, it was absolutely beautiful out.
Can you tell I'm on the thesaurus?
Uh-huh. I can tell. Anyway, no, it was a good 2 days, but I
did they gambol?
I did feel bad.
Or
when
cavort.
I
perhaps
got
they cavorted.
There was a cavorting.
Cavort's
of
a good
sorts.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Lovely.
I think that's fair.
Well, I'm glad you had a good couple of days.
It was.
Soaked in a lot of vitamin D. It was a nice cool day the first day and then really hot the second day for you.
It was really hot, but it was great.
You missed Mackie's book release party.
I know. He held that at Jasper's. Very successful.
Oh, my word.
That was the big hard launch.
The line was out the door.
That's so exciting. I'm so happy for him. I'm going to the second launch.
October 5th.
Yeah, he had the hard launch, and then he's got another little public thing that he's doing in downtown Shawnee that we're going to go be a part of. So I'm excited for that, too.
That's on Sunday, October 5th.
Yep, a lot of football this weekend. We've got Missouri playing. We've got the Chiefs playing. MoDOT has already issued a... they're urging drivers heading to football games this weekend to please plan ahead because of the issues on I-70. This is the quote just now. While MoDOT and its contractors are, quote, doing everything possible to minimize traffic impacts during peak travel times, travel across the state via I-70 and through major work zones will require extra time. And they specifically mentioned the Chiefs game and Mizzou.
Yeah, I mean, if you're heading to Columbia, it is already an absolute nightmare, that stretch of I-70. Well, quite frankly, all the way to St. Louis. And so you throw in the narrowed lanes and the additional traffic for the Mizzou game. Just go ahead and pack your patience and predict that it's going to take you an hour longer than you thought.
I love going to a good Chiefs game. I really do. But you see this and it's like This is why Scott just watches it at home on your own TV, your own snacks, and, you know,
Did Mizzou change the start time of their game
they
tomorrow?
Did, yeah, due to the heat. It's supposed to be nice and warm tomorrow. It was originally, I think, going to be a 3 o'clock kick.
No,
let me try that again.
Originally it was a 4 o'clock.
A 4 o'clock kick.
Mm-hmm.
They moved it up to noon.
Really?
Yeah.
Going to be hot, but not as hot as a late afternoon.
Who are they playing tomorrow?
Louisiana.
That's a sold out game?
I think it's Louisiana.
The Raging Cajuns.
Is that their mascot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says on their helmets, Raging Cajuns. Okay. So gates open tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Faurot Field. And it is a sold-out game. Kickoff is now noon and not 4 o'clock. You have been forewarned.
Broadcast starts at 10 o'clock on 98.1 KMBZ.
Right after the Tobin Show?
That's right.
All right. Okay. We can't ignore it anymore. I've tried.
It's 2:11. Let's just do it.
Charlie Kirk's assassin, Tyler Robinson, had become increasingly political in recent years and ranted just before killing him, allegedly, that the conservative activist was full of hate. Robinson, a 22-year-old former student at Utah Valley, was seething about Kirk's upcoming campus appearance during a dinner days before he allegedly fatally shot the close friend of the president. The suspect went on about how, quote, he didn't like Kirk and the viewpoints that he had. Robinson allegedly raged. This is a New York Post story. And by the way, every allegedly that I'm adding, I'm putting in there because they did not. He has not been convicted yet.
I was wondering what outlet you were reading that from.
Robinson allegedly raged that, quote, Kirk was full of hate and spreading hate. According to a family friend who acknowledged he was turned off by the level of vitriol being spewed by the suspect. The killer was turned in today, this is interesting, by his father.
Yeah, former law enforcement.
I believe a retired. Sheriff. I believe a sheriff.
Sheriff's deputy, I believe. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dad said that he would have rather killed himself than surrender. Okay. Would you turn your kid in?
Yes.
I would too. I would have to.
They have extensive evidence that ties the suspect to the killing, including statements to relatives suggesting that he committed the crime. They have social media messages. They have physical evidence. You saw this in the news conference. I was a little surprised how much they gave away.
I was too. I was
in
too.
That newser today. Mm-hmm. The gun that was hidden in the towel.
The messages on the bullets.
The messages on the bullets. Which I was not entirely comfortable with the release of that.
It also cleared up a lot of misinformation that had been spread yesterday about the types of messages that were on the shell casings.
Well, one shell casing said, "Hey, fascist, catch."
Right, but also there was reporting that there were some type of transgender ideology things on there, and the shell casings
was
apparently
not true.
Had TRN on it, a manufacturer's stamp. That somehow entered into the discussion and was reported on as being something that it wasn't.
There was also a message, if you're reading this, you're gay, LMAO.
A lot of the stuff that was on the shell casings that was written on there comes from the world of the internet memes and online gaming type of things.
You know, he
that don't really make much sense to those of us that are a little bit more gray. But to the gaming world, they know what all these memes mean.
He will be tried. He will likely face a jury of his peers. He will spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted on
probably get the death penalty
of charges up to and including the death penalty. He is, my goodness, arrested on suspicion of aggravated murder, felony discharge of a firearm, causing serious bodily harm, obstruction of justice, and more. Officials say they believe he acted alone. I did say out in the newsroom, how at age 22 is someone so politically disenfranchised, filled with such rage at 22? When I was 22, Scott, I paid some attention to what was going on in the world just because of our chosen major and career path.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know who I was yet. Most people don't. You start forming your view of the world with a little life experience under your belt. You start formulating your beliefs once you move away from the nest and your mom and dad. Like, what do I believe? Who am I? Mm-hmm. And that's sort of what some of those college years are for.
What did we not have when you and I were 22?
Yeah, I think it's very different in the modern era.
We didn't have the internet, sure.
We didn't have social media literally feeding us an algorithm of what they think we believe.
We also did not have the plethora of the cable channels that have their own way of delivering information.
On both sides.
We didn't have the cable channels that they do now.
But we didn't have social media. This is, dare I say, if I'm blaming one thing for the vitriolic fringing that appears to be going on, especially among the younger generations in America, not necessarily the older. With the older, I would blame the cable news channels.
Yes, I agree.
With the younger generation, I blame one thing and one thing only, TikTok.
I had never even heard this person's name.
My kids had.
And your children are not political kind of kids that are always taking in information. Nope. And they had heard of him. Yes. I had no idea who this person was.
I mean, it was like when we were younger, you knew who Ricky Lake was. You didn't have to watch her show. You knew who am I thinking of? Former mayor of Cincinnati.
Like Maury Povich, or I know who you're Springer. Talking about. Springer.
Jerry Springer. We knew who Jerry Springer was, even if we didn't watch that vomit of a talk show.
But because of what Kirk was involved with, what he created, the TPUSA group, which mm-hmm. was sprung out of the colleges and college-age folks.
Hence, my kids on Wednesday were texting me, what's going on with Charlie Kirk?
And not because they followed him, but they knew who he was because of his imprint on social media.
Because he would appear on their TikTok feeds.
Huh.
And my kids are not overtly political. They probably would have just, scanned right past him. But they knew who he was. He was famous, horribly famous, with the younger generation. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Forgotten Gem, this is Bad English, Don't Walk Away. Nice. Thank you, Sam. Jennifer in Lee's Summit, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. Hi. I have two statements. The first one, completely agree with the both of you, actually the three of you. When you are in college with higher education, predominantly, I think it is definitely fair to say that you will have a more specific ideology and viewpoint that is being taught. It's not 100% fair and balanced in what is being taught. Additionally, you're exactly right, Dana, where, your brain is not fully formed and fully functioning. And then in addition to that, you have social media and all of those elements that just really put somebody into a psychological bubble. Number two, the thing that I wanted to mention is something that this is really done with an attack on, whatever you want to call it. You've seen no looting and no violence. And this is exactly the message, is to be peaceful and to show love and be kind to each other. And we need to be better people.
Jennifer, can I disagree with you just a little bit, if that's okay?
Absolutely. This is what it's for.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. For years, I have heard people say that colleges, universities in the United States are literally indoctrination centers for the left in the United States. I went to college for 5 years because I wasn't smart enough to graduate in four, okay? And I can only remember two occasions where I thought there was a mild political bias coming out of the mouth of a professor. For example, Professor Tom Volek, Dana's and my favorite professor. If you told me right now, tell me what party Professor Volek belongs to, I can't do it. I can't do it. I don't know, because he taught journalism, not ideology. The only two times I ever remember thinking to myself, I can pretty much pin where this guy is, was my first class ever at the University of Nebraska. It was a Western Civ class in 1989, the fall of 89. And I'm sitting there in class. It was a semi-auditorium class, not a full auditorium class. And in walks this guy who looks like a pint-sized Santa Claus, okay? And he stands up at the lectern, and the first words out of his mouth, this is my first college class ever, he said, "My Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ. If you have a problem with that, get out." And I looked at my roommate, who was a friend of mine from Dusseldorf, Germany, and I said, "We're in for a long semester."
Okay.
And the other time was at KU. I was taking a Western Civ 2 course, and it was a full auditorium class. And as we're walking down to our seats, the professor is standing in the front, and he goes, "Come in, you cogs. Come in and be prepared to be brainwashed this afternoon." I swear to God, that's a direct quote. "Come in, you cogs.
Okay,
come
well, that's
in.
Funny.
And prepare to be brainwashed."
Can I rebut?
Of course. That's what we're here for.
This is what needs to be amplified. This is exactly, look, I think majority of America and majority of the world is more civil and respectful.
Uh-oh. Hang on. I'm going to give you a chance to get to higher ground. Jennifer, are you there?
Okay. I love
let me put you on hold. I'm going to come back to her in a second.
The call for civility, because we are already seeing this, and we saw this after the murders of the lawmakers in Minnesota. Where people jump on social media and say horrible things.
Yeah.
If you just look at this through the lens
of humanity.
Of humanity. And the deaths in Minnesota of a mother.
And her husband.
And her husband. And everyone else scared for their lives that was on that hit list. And then the death 2 days ago of a father and a husband.
Mm-hmm. Charlie Kirk.
That I think there are people out there who really are good people. But when things like this happen, back to social media because of social, you start firing off thoughts that your mouth and your brain can't quite keep up with, and we will see consequences. There's even a Kansas school board member.
I hope you're wrong.
That is today, she will lose her job because of what she wrote about the death of this man 2 days ago.
With respect to college campuses, Scott, I'm sure you experienced that. My experience was very different. There was only representation of one side, and that even came down to school clubs.
I don't know where you would have heard the political leanings of your professor. I mean, in Journalism 301, they're going to start spouting off? I mean,
it was a much more contentious time politically. Maybe that was the driver of it.
Oh, maybe.
And
sure,
maybe they
Sam.
Felt the need to express their opinions. But I know for a fact that I did not have a single professor who leaned differently than the rest of them, we'll just say.
Okay, if you told me, other than the "come in, you cogs," and...
which is just funny.
That was funny. And the "my Lord and Savior is Jesus Christ, if you don't like that, get out." I could not tell you the political leanings of any other professor I ever had. Ever. It wasn't discussed. It never came up. Dustin in Grain Valley, hello.
Yeah, how you do, sir? I'd like to address this issue. I'm not going to go political either way, liberal, conservative, doesn't matter to me. Please grant me a little bit of latitude so I can set this up. In the early 1980s, mid-1980s, everybody drew a direct correlation to drinking and driving and impaired driving. There was a statistical probability that you would get more in a car crash if you were impaired. So what'd we do? We legalized impaired driving. Since the early 1990s, 2000s, doctors have been pushing SSRI uptake inhibitors and messing around in our kids' brains. This has nothing to do with social media. It has nothing to do with news networks. What it has to do with is we are putting high-powered psychotropic medications in children's minds while that mind is developing. And now what we're seeing is we're two generations in, about 25, 30 years, in of kids' brains being scrambled with psychotropic medications.
Dustin, it is not the first time that I have heard that theory.
Are we talking about ADHD medication? Is that what he's referring to?
All of it.
Depression meds. There's a reason they say that you can never stop taking the SSRI.
What is SSRI?
It's the main style of
depression. It's just the umbrella term for all of those medications.
I have heard the theories as well.
913-586-7798. I pray we did not just open a Pandora's box. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks. Here on KMBZ.
I did something today that I don't know that I've ever done. And I learned something today.
Be nice.
And I hope there's surveillance of this somewhere. And I wish more than you know I had been filming when this happened. It was one of those moments where it is so funny that you look around to see if anyone saw what you did, and yes, everyone's laughing at you.
Hey, did one of your co-golfers get a hole-in-one last week?
She holed out from 120 yards out of the rough.
Pretty nice.
Very exciting. So I had to stop by today the Dollar Tree because I was charging my car and didn't have anything else to do. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to pop over to the Dollar Tree.
Which is now the everything in here is more than a Dollar Tree.
Yeah, it's like $3 or $5 or whatever. I got fingernail clippers, Scott. I got some nail polish. I had.
That's what you did for fun?
Yeah, I had not been into the Dollar Tree.
Get some cleaning supplies. It's the best place for cleaning supplies.
Oh, yeah. They had a whole wall of, Scott, you name it, Comet.
Windex?
Yes, all of it for a dollar. So I'm texting the family. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like the cheapest store ever. But one of the things I noticed when I got a cart, start pushing the little cart around, there is on all of the carts, there's like a pole that just goes straight up on the cart. And my first thought was that so you can see, you know, like at KU games, people have poles with like a flag at the top of it. So if you lose your person, you know where they are.
Did you have a flag at the top of
that
pole?
No, but I thought this must be so you can keep track of your family inside of the Dollar Tree. I didn't know what it was for.
I've never seen a random person at a football game carrying around a flag.
Oh, yeah. At big games, sure. So I didn't know. I've never seen a cart with a pole on it. Kind of like an IV pole. Does that make sense?
Maybe they're like the favorite store for strippers.
Yeah. So I'm walking. I'm doing my shopping. I'm in there about 15, 20 minutes. All of the carts have these poles. And I'm laughing. Oh, and I get a big old thing of water. Huge thing of bottled water.
Okay.
Again, for a dollar. So the water was heavy. I check out. I think my entire bill was like $14 or something crazy. I turn around to go out to my car. And literally the pole smashes into the door frame, and I whiplash myself and almost fall backwards.
This is an anti-theft device.
It's an anti-theft device.
Smart play.
I uttered a word that I cannot repeat on the radio because it was a very loud, jarring, metallic clang. So you know, from time to time, we'll see these shopping carts down here that people have dumped from Walmart or from Target.
Mm-hmm.
There ain't no getting those carts out of a Dollar Tree.
You can't wheelie it a little bit and slide under?
Scott, you could maybe, like, in a jousting position, if somehow put it all the way up on two wheels. I don't know how you would do it.
Huh.
I do know
Brilliant.
That I ran full speed ahead into the door, and it kicked me back. I mean, it was so loud.
The system worked.
And so funny.
Yeah, it did.
And I go, oh my gosh. And then I looked up at the pole and I go, huh.
That's why it's
that's
here.
That's what that's for. And huh. A woman just walked right by me and she goes, yeah, you have to carry your bags out.
I'll be darned.
First timer, huh?
First timer, man.
Well, what if you get a lot of bags?
Then
you have to come
back.
You
have to come back. And so I left the heavy water bottles there, went to my car with my bags, came back, got the water, went back, errand done. But I'm here to tell you.
Brilliant idea.
That is the most brilliant, low-cost way. Ain't nobody stealing carts out of the Dollar Tree.
And the pole is a lot taller than the exit door.
Gigantic.
It's not necessarily for cart theft. It's to stop people from loading up the cart and running out the door with the cart.
Yeah.
Oh, see, this is how I'm not a thieving cart smash and grab kind of gal.
I tried to be today.
I just did not realize
clearly
what that system was for.
Now you know.
Now I know.
We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news, the airing of the grievances. Don't forget, Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39, serving championship barbecue pit to plate. Go to Q39KC.com. The Chiefs play the Eagles in a Super Bowl rematch Sunday afternoon, 3:25. Yeah. There will be a flyover with the B-2 stealth bomber from Whiteman Air Force Base. They will conduct an Arrowhead flyover before the Chiefs' home opener. The flyover, by the way, is scheduled for 3:21, right after the national anthem. The national anthem will be performed.
Oh. Yes, please.
Would you care to guess?
Is it Gerald Wilson?
It is Gerald Wilson.
Oh, good. That makes me so happy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we love him.
He's got a great voice. So he will be there. Tyrann Mathieu. Did I pronounce his first name right?
Yeah.
I always mess it up. Tyrann Mathieu will be doing the drum on Sunday for for the home opener.
Good. Honey Badger's coming back.
The Honey Badger is coming back.
You want to put a jersey on and help out our defense?
No. We're doing just fine. A little bit of a rocky start, and that's because we were halfway around the world. I'm sure we would have won if we were here.
Halfway around the world.
Dana, we were a couple hours south.
Whatever. I think we should be concentrating football here.
What happens if the Chiefs lose to the Eagles?
Well, then we're not going to be able to say it's because of jet lag.
This town is going to lose its ever-loving mind. Sam, what is the over-under on the Chiefs game on Sunday?
Ooh, that's a great question. I would assume that all of the odds makers have the Chiefs losing.
I would imagine as well.
Oof. I know we were supposed to let go who was the Philly fan that took the ball from the kid, but in my 48 hours of absence, did we figure out who that
Philly's
woman was?
Karen?
Yeah.
No, we haven't figured out who that was.
Isn't that crazy?
Still don't know who she is.
I am under the impression that
she's in witness protection?
No, that she has already been identified, but she's done a very good job of denying that it's actually her.
And not answering the phone.
Okay.
You know, call up the company. Hey, tell them it's not me. It's not me.
All right,
it wasn't me.
What is the line on the game on Sunday?
Well, for total points, it's over 64.5. Hmm. Sorry, 46.5. I don't have dyslexia.
Okay.
Eagles by 1.5.
1.5.
I would have thought it was more.
No. Oh, that's going to be a fun game. That is going to be such a fun game.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I would. Well, we don't make betting.
We do not give legal,
nope,
medical, or betting advice on this show.
No, mm-hmm. Please.
Period.
We try.
Period.
But if you're looking at the over-under.
Oh, I have a run, do not walk.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It's the same run, do not walk I had yesterday. We finished it last night. A.K.A. Charlie Sheen.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no, 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 no. It is really good. It is so good, his dad and brother refuse to be a part of it.
That's half the story. If he's blaming his Hollywood childhood on his misbehavior.
He doesn't. He takes responsibility for it in the end.
Okay.
And says, this was on me. I was out of control. I could not control myself.
Huh.
It is, and all of his ex-wives are in there. Denise Richards.
Yeah.
Whoever the third wife was, I can't remember her name.
What is in it for him to do a documentary about that snapshot of his life where he clearly had issues?
By snapshot, you mean 30 years?
Yeah.
because it started when he was a kid. I mean, he was whacked out when he did Platoon. He was whacked out during Two and a Half Men.
Huh.
To the point where, give me the name of his co-star.
Cryer.
John Cryer, mm-hmm. I believe his name was. There were times where they didn't even know where he was. He just wouldn't even show up. And Cryer was like, there were times when he wouldn't show up, I thought we're going to find out that his body's in a ditch.
How long did that show last? I never watched it.
Oh, you've never seen Two and a Half Men?
No,
one
it's
of the
not,
funniest.
Not my kind of humor.
Okay, all right.
No.
And that's fine. I believe Two and a Half Men with him, because you remember, what's-his-face, Demi Moore's boyfriend for a while, took over the
Kutcher.
Last... Ashton Kutcher took over the last 2 years.
Yeah, that show went downhill
yeah,
quick.
Yeah, they had to write off his character because he was fired. I think with him on the show, it went 9 seasons.
That's a long
and then
time.
And then they did one or two seasons with Ashton, and then it just flamed.
That was one of my favorite nightly TV shows growing up.
Oh, I love Two and a Half Men.
Will he work again?
Does he need to?
Probably not.
Two and a Half Men's in syndication. He's probably making $10 million a year sitting around doing nothing.
I mean, all the royalties from all the movies he did.
There's so many good things we could all be watching right now. And you are telling our Dana and Parks faithful to watch the Charlie Sheen documentary. He was so messed up, it needs 2 episodes.
And the last episode, the one we watched last night, was an hour and a half.
Now, I am fully aware that I all told you last week to watch the documentary about the crazy monkey lady, but at least she's from Missouri, so there was sort of a localish twist to it.
Thank you, Texter. You're right. There's one part in this documentary where the pilot, he's flying in a commercial plane. There's like 300 people on it, right? The pilot is so enamored with Charlie Sheen, he invites him to the cockpit.
Uh-huh.
Right? Charlie Sheen is 3 sheets.
Yeah.
Wasted. The pilot lets him fly the plane.
Okay, that's great. See, this is the kind of thing I don't need to know. I would feel better actually not knowing that that happened.
It's one of those where you watch it and you feel better about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I remember, it could be worse, you know?
We got done with the one last night and I go, man, I thought I was bad.
Oh, God. Not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Yeah,
that's right.
That bar.
We're not racing to the end. Quick break, 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ooh, I think I might have a Top Gun Maverick in my future tonight.
Oh.
Yes.
Ooh. Guess what we watched the other night that I had not seen in, we'd have to look up the year. I'm guessing 20 years.
Give me a hint.
Yep. Okay.
Give me hints.
Action-packed.
Mission Impossible 1.
Same wheelhouse, different name.
Different franchise.
Different franchise, exact same wheelhouse.
Fast and Furious.
No, I don't like cars.
Oh, okay.
James Bond.
Very close.
Give me another
There's
hint.
Only one left. Matt Damon.
Oh, Bourne Identity.
We watched.
Oh, I love those.
The Bourne Identity. Johnny had never seen any of the Bourne stuff. And I go, wait a minute, what do you mean? None of them? And I started thinking like,
you didn't movie shame it.
No, I do not. What? Because, you know, he worked 18, 19 hour days for years. He never got to see any of this stuff. And I said, oh my gosh, all I remember about it is Matt Damon's in it, and he doesn't know who he is. And it's like CIA-ish. That's all I, honest to God, that's all I remembered about it.
Yep.
And a lot of stuff explodes. It is so good, and you will not remember it. That's how long it's been since you've seen it.
I don't remember it. I remember I saw it.
I jumped a couple times, like, ah, you know, didn't see that coming.
Now,
there's chase scenes. It has held up all these years later.
Now, I'm going to tell you something. And I get it. You're not in the car. I'm not either. I couldn't fix a car if you made me. And when all the Fast and Furious movies came out, I thought, these look stupid.
Yeah.
These look like low-rent James Bond movies mixed with a little bit of Mission Impossible. Until I was at rehab 2 years ago, and one night I was outvoted on movie choice. We had one TV. We had one TV.
That's it.
So everybody's got to agree. And so if nobody, if you can't get agreement, you vote.
Yep.
On what we're going to watch. And I got outvoted on Fast and Furious 10.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Do you have to watch 1 through 9 to understand 10?
No, you do not. And I'm telling you right now, that was some of the most entertaining movie watching of my life.
Now, there is a storyline that connects all of them, but yeah, you don't have to watch the
originals. but they set it up enough where I had not seen Fast and Furious 1 through 9, and 10 still made sense.
The Bourne Identity was released June 6th.
Don't start with a 19.
2002.
Oh, okay, thank God.
But it's close.
Whew. Whew.
It has been 20.
How many Bourne Identity movies are there?
Well, there was the Bourne Identity. There was the Bourne Supremacy, the Bourne Ultimatum. The Bourne Legacy,
mm-hmm.
Four or five.
And they're all good, every single one.
I wonder if those started as a book. I bet it did. But anyway, if you're looking for just, which everyone is, if you need a distraction right now where you just flip something on and you're sucked right in, it is good.
Dana, I'm telling you, give the Charlie Sheen documentary 15 minutes. Give it 15 minutes.
Okay.
And if they don't have you hooked after 15 minutes...
Okay.
Like Water Down Crack.
Okay.
That comes up later in the documentary.
Okay.
Water Down Crack. They were trying to save his life, so they would water down his crack.
Oh, God.
Because he was smoking so much of it.
Oh, God.
If they don't hook you in 15 minutes, turn it off and watch something else.
Spoiler, by the way.
Watch Bourne Legacy or Ultimatum or whatever you want. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. That is brought to you by Q39.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.